Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm your founder and host, Bill Snyder. It is great to be with you once again, and believe it or not, we're back with another musical group talking with them about their influence on culture and the Catholic Church. And on today's episode, my guest is Streets of Rome. Streets of Rome formed in early 2013 in Sonoma County, which is California's wine country. The band was co-founded by songwriters Edward Patrick Mooney and Anna Luisa Anzor to write and record original music, narratives affirming life, faith, and the dignity of the human spirit. Mooney and Anzor write songs, but by people and for people that have lived a little, drawing on real-life experiences to create unique and personal songs. Streets of Rome released its debut four-song EP 50 Years Before the Mast in July of 2013, and since then has released 11 additional songs available on iTunes, CD Baby, and digital streaming media such as Spotify Radio and iHeartRadio. All the band members are experienced in music ministry and youth ministry, and Streets of Rome enjoys performing for charitable community and faith-based events in full band format or in unplugged settings. So my guests today are Edward and Anna. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Patchwork Heart Radio.
Hi, Bill. Nice to be here.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about the formation of the band.
Well, Anna and I met playing music at our local parish in a city named Petaluma, California, St. James Parish. We are part of the weekly contemporary mass, if you will. That's where we met, and it was shortly after that I got involved in Curcio, and Anna had done that previously, which I'm not sure if you know a lot about Curcio, but it starts with a weekend retreat and goes and then can really become part of your life, and it's great fellowship, great fraternity and of people, and part of Curcio really is one of the outcomes is a call to action and to try to put faith more into your life. And for me, I had always been interested in music and songwriting, and it spurred me to really start writing songs that I had done on my own, and then Anna and I started writing songs together that had a strong faith element, a strong faith message to go with just parts of our personal life that we also wanted to express. So it was really born out of being involved in church, in mass, and in groups of Christians.
Excellent. And you kind of mentioned to me that you have a diverse musical style and you don't like to lock yourself into one particular sound. And I think that that's very, very good. So tell me about the different musical styles that you incorporate into your music.
Well, we like to, I think it all starts for us, usually starts with writing songs on guitars. We're both guitar players. Anna plays a lot of different instruments. She plays banjo, guitar, stand-up bass. I've played various instruments in my life of guitar and bass and drums. And so what we try to do in every song is add some musical elements. We've really been fortunate to, in our area of Northern California, there are a lot of great musicians. And so we've been fortunate with friends and people that have been brought into the studio by our producers, all sorts of different players, ranging from horn players to accordion. It's really been a great area for musicianship. And so in every song, we, in addition to the themes that we try to be fairly consistent with, we just, for the listener, we just try to mix it up, make it interesting. So if somebody wants to sit and listen to what now is 20 different songs that we have on iTunes, I think they'll hear a little bit musically, a little bit different in each song. We, you know, that's what I like to hear when I listen to music, and we try to make it enjoyable and a little bit interesting.
Excellent. And tell me about some of the influences that you pull, you know, different artists that maybe you've heard or you like, and you go, I'm going to take that sound and kind of, you know, put it into our voice. Are there any influences that you use in different circles, whether it's through Catholic music, Christian music, or even secular music?
Well, I think growing up in the late 60s and 70s, I had always listened to singer-songwriters, Bob Dylan and Neil Young. And so, you know, writing in that format always came naturally to me. Had a lot of the sort of usual rock music influences. And I think that's, you know, for myself, it's, you hear a lot of that, and I think Anna can speak about her own influences.
I grew up listening to a lot of different music. My family's from Mexico, so we have a lot of Mexican influence. We were talking about the mariachi sound of my fiesta days, and that's right up my alley. And it's really a kind of music that I still really listen to and really love. And I went to Mexico recently. They don't even listen that much to that kind of music, so I'm stuck in the old days, and it's my influence. And also listen to a lot of soul music and the usual classic rock kind of influences.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And I have to ask about the name of the band. So how did you come up with the name Streets of Rome? It's a wonderful name for a band. Just tell me a little about that.
Well, the Streets of Rome is the first few words of a song by Bob Dylan called When I Paint My Masterpiece. And being Catholic, of course, Rome has a special meaning. I'm Italian as well, so for us, or you know, for myself, it was a good mix of something a tip of the hat, if you will, to Bob Dylan, and something I think identifies, you know, with being Catholic in terms of Rome. And I think you can draw a lot from that just in terms of our own music, because I think our music it's not straight sort of worship music, if you will. I think it's completely based in faith and the kinds of themes we like to write about, but it also drawn from real life. I think the name really reflects how we approach our music.
Excellent. So I want to jump into the music now. I want to get listeners a taste of what you do. And we're going to feature four songs on the podcast today. And the first one that we're going to feature is I Laid It Down. So tell me about that song and with this creation, and give a little behind the scenes. We'll kind of do that with all four songs.
Well, I Laid It Down, I think it was our first song. It was a song I had carried around for a little bit of time, and then really came together when Anna and I started the band and started playing together. It is... it's a favorite song of our local pastor, And you know, and he sort of sings it walking through the church before Mass, so that's kind of fun. I think the patron saint of our band is Saint Michael, and there's a lot of Saint Michael, and our pastor's name is Michael also. So it's a song that we hope brings Saint Michael closer to our lives and into the lives of the people that listen to the song.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a listen to I Laid It Down here on Patchwork Heart Radio. You're listening to The Streets of Rome, I Laid It Down. I Laid It Down by the Streets of Rome. We're talking with the band here on Patchwork Heart Radio, talking all about their mission, ministry, music here on Patchwork Heart Radio. And again, that song was just I Laid It Down. What a beautiful song it is. We're going to cue up another one because this is such great music. And we've got such a wonderful, wonderful time to be able to play it. So tell me about Turn on the Light. That's the next one we're going to feature for our listeners.
Turn on the Light was a real important, I think, a breakthrough song for us lyrically, and really cemented to me what we wanted to try to do with our music and with the band. It's a song about perseverance and hope. It's a little bit different than some of the earlier songs, and there's more of a piano influence. We have one of the musicians, church musicians that we play with frequently, came in and played violin. So it has, I think, a nice rhythm to it. We hope people can relate to the lyrics.
Wonderful. Well, let's take a listen to Turn on the Light.
When them soul-piercing words come and hit you right smack, things people say that they can't take back, dead on target to your faults and your fears, all these years later they're still ringing in your ears. When the people that should just don't treat you right, turn on the light, turn on the light. When the things in this world just ain't going right, turn on the light. Turn on the light. Turn on the light. When you're down in that valley and you can't see a way out, you remember that sign that said danger, stay out. You know you ended up right where you were headed. When you're ready to climb but not sure you can tread it, take my hand and squeeze with all your might. Turn on the light, turn on the light. One little candle can take back the night. Turn on the light, turn on the light, turn on the light. The mind of man is searching still. In the dark,
ooh, in the dark,
where wolves howl and teeth grind,
ooh,
science maps the distant spark, and all these children left behind, left behind.
In the back and a fork in the road, my lowest moment a rooster crowed, then over old Cabrillo a ball of fire glowing, and for just 1 second I knew everything worth knowing. Only me and the fishermen were there to observe it.
All this love,
why do I deserve it? Am I worthy to receive it?
There's a light in the world,
and I believe it. See
that light in the world,
and I believe
all this
it.
Love.
I'm here to receive it.
Light in the world,
and I believe it.
All this love.
Am I worthy to receive it?
So that was Turn on the Light. You're listening here on Patchwork Heart Radio. It's radio for the Catholic heart. And we're talking with the Streets of Rome. And Anna, I want to ask you just to tell us a little bit more about that song, which our listeners just heard, Turn on the Light.
So one of the things that I've been involved in is Relay for Life, which is a fundraising and a local fundraising event, which takes place 24 hours, where people raise money to fight cancer and to raise funds for cancer research. And one of the things that happens is that there's a luminaria where there are candles lit all the way around a park or a track or wherever people are walking. They're walking for 24 hours around this track. And we had the pleasure of playing one time for our local Relay for Life. And I thought Turn on the Light was just the perfect song because of the one line that says, one little candle can take back the night. And that is the theme of Relay for Life. And it was just so perfect. And I love that song. And those are my thoughts on it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Did you have anybody talk to you about that song? Any people who were there at the event come up and just any particular moment that really struck you? Obviously it's a perfect song for that moment, as you highlighted, but any listener feedback or anybody that came up to you said, man, that was a perfect moment to play that song?
It was there. I had several friends, and I actually had a team there walking, so they could relate to that song, and I did get compliments on that. And in fact, I actually played that song for my uncle who lives in Mexico. He's actually a bishop in the city of Orizaba in Mexico, and he played Turn on the Light for one of his podcasts, and he complimented us on how we feel, you know, the light of Christ is in us, for us to write a song like that. So that was a really good feeling about that song.
Yeah, wow.
Well.
Wow, that's very, very cool. So this next one, maybe Anna, I want to ask you about as well, because I think it has maybe that same healing effect for people. I Will Heal Your Heart. Tell me a little bit about I Will Heal Your Heart and how that is going to help listeners.
Well,
go ahead, Anna. Sorry.
No, you go. Edward, please go.
This is a special song for us, and maybe, you know, maybe one of the most emotional songs for us to play. A few things went into the song, and for the most part, I think if you think of music and what it can do and what we all have to try to help each other with, is really to heal the pain in each other's life, whether that's physical pain, like the thing like Anna was speaking about, or emotional pain. And so this song really is, to me, a message, from God and a message from Jesus speaking to the world that, I will heal your heart in a very affirmative way. And ultimately, that's the only true healing that at its deepest level can come from God. So that's where the song, it's really the message of the song, and it talks a little bit about the things that are not permanent in life, and that fade away, but love really is the thing that remains, and it's what holds life and holds the universe together. And that's the song, and we're really fortunate to have some nice musicians on this song also, just to really give it a nice feel. We hope people like it.
Anna, you have any thoughts to share about this very inspirational song?
Well, all I can speak as a listener and as a fan, because I immediately fell in love with the song. It spoke to me very deeply. I thought the way it was put together was just perfect. And I don't mean to gush about a song that I'm involved in, but it really is one of my all-time favorites that we sing. It lifts me when we sing it. It touches me deeply, and I especially love the end of the song. Believe it or not, I hate it that it ends, but I love it when it gets to the end with all the different voices and all the different levels. And I can't say any more about it. But I really do love that song.
Excellent. Well, let's take a listen to it here on Patchwork Heart Radio. This is "I Will Heal Your Heart" by The Streets of Rome.
Hi, it's me. Maya is calling to say hi. Headed to the subway. I'll be home in probably about 20 minutes, so call me then. Bye.
Understand that there has been a plane crash on the southern tip of Manhattan. You're looking at the World Trade Center. We understand that a plane...
Someday long from now, when bitter turns to sweet, think about how matter always loses heat. This and other laws of the natural world govern two relations between boys and girls. Someday
always up till we drive it away.
us where to flow. And prayer is just us standing by the road with our handmade sign.
So that was Heal You, I Will Heal Your Heart by The Streets of Rome. We're having a wonderful conversation with both Edward Patrick Mooney and Ana Luisa Anzor. They make up the band Streets of Rome, a wonderful Catholic band in California, Northern California area. And I just want to ask you guys a little bit about some of the places you've played and some of the stories from the road, some of the inspirational stories from the road. Can you each tell me a story about a moment when your ministry and music collided?
Well, Ana mentioned playing for charity events like Relay for Life, and we've done that a number of times. Those are really special to us, and you know, I like playing in those events, in those scenarios where people have come together in faith. So you're starting from a great place with the listeners. And all you know, you're humbled to be playing, and you're trying to, through your voice or through the words, help people feel a connection. And I think what Ana and I both believe in is the power of music and the power of songs to really, you know, help people through a day, help people through a situation, or define a time of their life. I don't think there's anything more, to me, more powerful than just the right words and the right music and the right voice together to make you connect at a deeper level with yourself and other people, and we hope through our music that people can connect to God. One of the things that we do, and this is really, Anna's been just tireless in this and does it on a continual basis, of playing for places like Alzheimer's clinics. And that's where you really see what music can do to people that are in really tough situations. And when you can look out and, you know, a person maybe for a moment seems like they're connecting, when, you know, most of the times in their day they're unfortunately in their own world and not connecting. But we see it time and time again where there's some time in a song that you just know you're getting through to the person, and something is stirring within them. That's probably the most rewarding for me, standing in front of people and playing. I mean, it's fun when people are having fun and you're playing with friends, or you're playing to people that are just enjoying the songs. But in these other situations, it really takes on a different role for us of what we can try to do through music.
Beautiful. Anna, do you have any stories from the road like that?
Well, another thing that we, and this was Edward's idea, one of the biggest events we played for was we did a couple fundraisers for the Paralyzed Veterans of America, where we didn't take any funds. Everything that we raised went straight to our local chapter of Paralyzed Veterans of America. And we were able to, again, perform our songs for friends and people of our community, all for a really good cause. And that was a really great event. We had some paralyzed veterans actually come listen to our music and speak a little bit about their lives. We did that with our headliner was Renee Bondi, who herself is a quadriplegic and an inspirational speaker, Catholic speaker. And it was a great, great event, and it was probably one of the most important things that I've ever participated in. Hmm. And I look forward to doing something like that again.
How beautiful, man. It seems like you guys do so much charitable work, and that's what we're called to do as Catholics. Is, you know, it's so important to see that, and so incredible that is the center of your ministry is through service and service to all people, whether it's those suffering from cancer through Relay for Life, or it's through playing at Alzheimer's units, playing for disabled veterans. I mean, these things are what make up a great Catholic band like yourselves, and it is something that you don't necessarily see often or hear from often. And I'm so encouraged by your stories that I want listeners and I want concertgoers to support you and your mission. And part of that is getting in touch with you and supporting you through listening to and purchasing your music, because that keeps you going and that keeps you able to serve others. And that's what we're here to do. I think I say often on my different podcasts and through things, Catholics need to start sticking together. And so when we find really great Catholic music and great Catholic content, we've got to stick together. We've got to support it. So I really encourage my listeners of this podcast to support it and to support you. But just give me a little bit about, you know, how to get in touch with you, and also some places you're playing so people can come out to see you.
Okay. Well, there's a few ways to reach us, learn a little bit more about us, our website is streetsofromeband.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter, which is at Streets of Rome. On our website, there's also other contact information. Our music, we have 20 original songs on iTunes. So it's on iTunes, Spotify, RDIO, iHeartRadio, most of the streaming services that people use, Apple Music, and then anything we make from iTunes, just goes back into the music, more recording, and just creating more opportunities for us to continue our ministry.
That is so great to hear. And so, yeah, I really do encourage you. Definitely check out the website. Very easy, just streetsofrome.com. It can't be easier. Or, of course, you can always Google Streets of Rome, but their website, streetsofrome.com. And of course, before we close, we want to play one more song to close. So I want to talk to you, and tease about My Fiesta Days. So tell me about this. This is the mariachi song, right, that you were talking about earlier with different sounds. So we'd love to know about this song. As we close our podcast, I want to thank both of you for spending a significant part of your afternoon here, sharing with me and all the listeners.
Anna, why don't you start? This is Anna's idea for a song, and so why don't you talk about it a little bit?
So first of all, thank you. It's been really fun talking to you about our music and what we do. And Fiesta Days is all, I keep saying this is my favorite song. They're all my favorite songs. They're all my babies. And I really love Fiesta Days. It started off in my mind as talking about all the things that are kind of delicious and forbidden in our lives, kind of, food and, that kind of stuff. And so I was... wrote down some ideas, and Edward and I came up with this song that talks about Fiesta Days as in parish fiesta, just the things you would see, a kissing booth, pumpkin pies, and that kind of stuff, Ferris wheels, and our parents being there with us, and it came together, I think, really well. My favorite element of the song, of course, is the mariachi sound to it. The name Fiesta, kind of like the Dia de los Muertos Fiesta kind of times, and it was really really great that we can get all those influences all together in one song. Also, talking about all the not just the Latin or Spanish influence, but Portuguese and Japanese and everybody else that you would see at a parish fiesta. So hope everybody likes this song.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think, Bill, this is for us, this is another example of what we like to write about, which is things that are also drawn not only from faith and our beliefs, but that reflect that we also live in the world, and we're adults, and most other than an hour a week, most of our lives are not in church, and trying to write those things that recognize we're humans. We have lives. We're sons and daughters and moms and dads and have lives outside of church. I think to make that connection between faith and life, that's what this band is about, and that's what we strive for in the songs that we write.
Beautiful. I am just it's just so elated sitting here, being able to talk with you. I don't want the interview to end. It's just so great. But unfortunately, it does have to end at some point, much like you were saying earlier. You know, I wish this song didn't have to end, but it does at some point. So I really do appreciate all the time you have spent sharing with us, and it is a pleasure. I hope to have you back many times sharing
your
music.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
So,
thank you so much.
Of course, and this we will leave you with My Fiesta Days from Streets of Rome. This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Radio and Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder, your founder and host. Here now is My Fiesta Days by Streets of Rome.
Come with me to another time before we parted ways. In the land of memories of my fiesta days.
How many hearts are lost and while the mariachi plays, I remember all the sights and sounds of my fiesta days.
Hola, mi amigo, pasan como se dice. People singing in Croatian, Norwegian, Portuguese, and the caramel is melting in the ancient iron pot. A full moon in the Cali night, like a giant polka dot. Spin the wheel of fortune and hear it click and clack. Long as I remember, no one wins the Cadillac. No one cares, we're happy in the warm October night, dancing to accordion in a swirl of colored lights.
Young Catholics Respond is a production of Patchwork Heart Radio, an initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry, and may not be reproduced or transmitted without the express written consent of Patchwork Heart Ministry. For more information about Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit patchworkheart.org.